A state House committee has rejected a bill that would have required a so-called fair work week policy in large restaurants and certain other businesses. The House Business Affairs and Labor Committee rejected the bill yesterday by a vote of 8-2. House Bill 23-1118 would have required restaurants, retail, and food production establishments with more than 250 employees to provide work schedules 14 days in advance. Had it passed, Colorado would have become only the second state to enact such a scheduling law. Supporters said knowing schedules 2 weeks ahead of time would give workers more control over their lives. Opponents led by the state's restaurant industry said the bill's policies were too burdensome. Six women have filed a class action lawsuit alleging that a Boulder psychologist has repeatedly and deliberately omitted allegations of domestic violence in his reports to Colorado family courts. The lawsuit, filed yesterday in Boulder County District Court, is asking for certification as a class action, naming about 60 mothers with similar complaints against Boulder psychologist Mark Kilmer. The lawsuit alleges that Kilmer exhibited systematic bias while serving as a parental responsibility evaluator for Colorado Family Courts. Kilmer has not yet commented on the lawsuit. The Denver Gazette reports that in an earlier interview with ProPublica, he said he disbelieves 90% of the abuse allegations he hears as an evaluator. Composting in Boulder is about to become more restrictive. It has changed to only allow plants, food waste, and yard trimmings. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
As of this coming April 1st, the company that recycles compost for Boulder residents and businesses will no longer accept certain biodegradable materials. A1 Organics says that after that date, they will only accept food scraps, yard waste, plant trimmings, and the bags that are certified as composter approved. They call it an effort to minimize contamination in composted materials. Products thought to be eco-friendly will no longer be accepted for A1 Organics compost. The company says that even though certain products are made from plant fibers or starches, they don't break down at their composting facility in Keensburg. These include things that might be labeled as compostable, such as tea bags, coffee filters, and disposable cutlery. The A1 Organics policy change comes as Boulder continues its effort to become a zero-waste municipality by 2025. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
The Colorado Department of Transportation says road crews will close southbound U.S. Highway 287 tomorrow between Longmont and Lafayette at the Colorado Highway 52 intersection. The closure begins at 4 a.m. and continues through 3 p.m. Sunday. The agency says the closure is necessary for crews to perform irrigation pipe work as part of the intersection improvement project that began in January. During the closure, CDOT will direct southbound traffic west on Colorado 52 to West 95th Street, south to Lookout Road, and east for a return to US 287. The Colorado Auto Theft Prevention Authority has announced it's accepting applications for financial aid to assist vehicle owners in covering the costs associated with replacing stolen catalytic converters. The application period runs until the end of this month. Vehicle owners can apply online or call 303-239-4370 for more information. The authority is encouraging eligible applicants to apply early as the agency has limited first-time funds. The Aurora City Council has voted to limit lawn watering to 2 days a week. The vote on Monday approves a stage one drought status and comes as Aurora reservoirs are half empty and as snowpack is decreasing. The city council vote also adds a surcharge for outdoor water use. Water managers fear the state's third largest city may approach emergency conditions this summer. Aurora Water General Manager Marshall Brown told council members that a quarter of Aurora's supply comes from the Arkansas River Basin, which is reportedly only 77% of the average snowpack and no promising forecast for the rest of the year. Brown also told council members the city's reservoirs are already low from years of drought and there will be less than 50% of reservoir capacity by the time spring runoff refills them. For today's weather, the National Weather Service says skies will be partly sunny with a high of 50 degrees for Denver, 49 degrees for Boulder, and mostly cloudy skies and a high of 48 for Fort Collins. There is a chance of rain and snow in the afternoon hours with a 40% chance of precipitation. total daytime snow accumulation of less than a half an inch possible. Tonight, there is a 40% chance of snow before midnight. Fort Collins will have a low of around 17 degrees. Boulder will have a low of 21 degrees and a low of 23 degrees for Denver. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.